this is Mrs. Piper on Brayside Lane, and I wondered what happened to the flowers I ordered. Well, I ordered them last night, and I asked especially if they'd be delivered by 9 o'clock this morning, and it's 9:30 now. Well, look, is Mr. Conley there? Well, he knows me. Well, let me talk to him, please.
No,
he knows me, yes.
Fine.
Please.
Well, now, are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure, honey. Will you look at Mother's dress? No, doesn't it look all right for the picture?
What? Oh, yes, fine, fine. Very pretty, Mother.
Yeah,
very pretty.
Well, if you say so, dear. I thought this would photograph better than myself print.
Yes, yes, it's just fine. The flowers still aren't here.
All right,
all right.
Now, don't get excited. Well, honey, look, which tie do you think would look best, honey? I brought down four, honey. What do you think?
Hello? Mr. Conley? Mrs. Piper? Yes. Last night.
Honey?
Well, I have to have the flowers right now. There's a photographer coming out from the Post Bulletin to take pictures for their weekly magazine
which
section.
Tie, honey?
Yes.
Honey, just point to which tie you think would look best. Here.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Well, I'm chairman of the summer camp committee for the women's club, and the camp has done so well this summer, I guess they wanted a story on it. And
Mommy?
Me. Yes, well, thank you.
Mommy, which dress shall I wear?
Oh, well, that's why I have to have the flowers right away, Mr. Conley.
My hair just doesn't look nice at all.
Oh, yes, it looks fine.
Well, I want the house to look nice, and I've still got to arrange the flowers after they get here, Mr. Conley. What? Oh, yes, they interviewed me Tuesday, I guess it was, and
Darling.
Said they'd be out Thursday to take some pictures of my home life. Well, hardly a celebrity. thank you, Mr. Conley. That'd be wonderful. Goodbye. Oh, he's going to send them right out.
Now, look, could you help Mother fix her hair a little bit?
Help your mother?
Yes.
Look at me. I haven't done a thing about my own.
Well, I can't do you.
Mother, what dress shall I wear?
Oh, I don't know, Betsy. I'll be right up. Put on your green dress.
Oh, no. Can I wear my pink?
Wear your pink. Yeah, look, which tie do you think would look best?
Never mind about my hair, dear. I guess it isn't important what I look like anyhow.
Oh, yes, I'll help your mother.
Which tie?
Oh, I don't know. That one, I guess. Honestly,
right,
this whole thing is supposed to be revolving around me, and I'm the only one who isn't anywhere near ready. Oh, don't tell me that's the photographer already.
Somebody at the door.
Oh, you ask your mother. She can finish pressing Betsy's dress.
No, Mother's changing her dress. She decided to wear a silk print after all.
Oh, I'll bet it's for flowers. Oh, dear, I've got those to arrange in a minute. Oh.
Well, good morning.
Oh, Mrs. Houston. Oh, dear.
I realize it's a little early in the morning to be paying a social call, but it's not a social as it is business.
Oh, well, come in, Mrs. Houston. You'll just have to excuse the appearance of the house. It's all pretty much a mess. We're moving out next Tuesday, and so I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
Come on in the living room. We had to put that back in shape after packing up everything. We had to unpack, put the rug down again, put the draperies up and the books back and the pictures and the lamps. Sorry to sound sort of rushed, but I'm having pictures taken today, and it's...
Yes,
just...
I know. That's what I came to see you about. Mrs. Edwards told me. She heard about your interview. Her husband works at the paper.
Oh. Oh, yes, of course. Well, now, Mrs. Houston, Miss Hagen at the Post Bulletin called me. I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, I quite understand.
Mommy, will you tie my sash?
Oh, yes, come here. I thought you wanted to wear your pink. That's why I was pressing it.
I changed my mind. He said this would look better in the picture.
Well, yes, I think it would. Excuse me, Mrs. Houston. Well, Betsy, you've met Mrs. Houston. Can you say hello, dear?
Hello, Betsy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Mrs. Houston?
Very well, thank you.
There, dear, now run along. Get your hair combed. Change your shoes. Put on your Mary Janes, dear.
Is Betsy going to be in the picture?
Well, they said they wanted some pictures of my home life, so naturally we...
I don't care. I want that clearly understood. And frankly, it makes no difference to me at all. But I can't help feeling that most of the members of the summer camp committee, who have given so unselfishly of their time and efforts to make our summer girls' camp a great success this year...
I know, Mrs. Houston, and frankly, I felt a little embarrassed about all this publicity just for myself, because I realize that this is the first year I have really not been as active as other years. What with, you know, having the baby and busy with building our new house and getting ready to move and... But the paper just called me, and naturally...
Naturally?
Well, what I mean is that I suppose they just assumed that because I was chairman of the summer camp committee.
Dear,
you know, that...
I changed my dress and put on the silk print after all.
What do you think?
Oh, well...
Oh, my goodness, is this the photographer?
No, Mother. This is Mrs. Henry Wadsworth Houston, president of our women's club. This is my husband's mother, Mrs. Chauncey Piper.
How do you do, Mrs. Piper?
How do you do? I'm president of the Ladies' Aid of Dodge Center.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Her mother, that the dress looks just fine.
I didn't bring any earrings with me. Just my old clothes to help you pack. and I really need my pearl earrings.
Well, look upstairs in my jewel box, Mother, right on my dressing table. Just take anything you want,
dear. Oh, thank you, dear. Very nice to meet you, Mrs. Houston. And you'd better hurry, dear, and get dressed.
Yes, yes, I will, Mother. Just take any earrings that you want, dear.
Oh, thank you. Is your mother-in-law going to be in the pictures, too?
Well, Mrs. Houston, she is here visiting us and helping us pack. And as I understood it, they wanted shots of my home life and family, you know. And
well, as I said, it makes no difference to me. But as president of the Women's Club, I felt it my duty to remind you that the committee members who have worked so hard certainly deserve some recognition also.
Yes, of course, of course. I understand.
No, I'll get it.
Oh, and it's the flowers, dear. I see the florist truck out there.
Actually, I wouldn't have said a word to you. But I know that several members of the camp committee are very hurt that they were not included in
it. Oh, look at the flowers, honey. Here, what do you want me to do with them? Oh, hello, Mrs.
You remember Mrs. Houston?
Mrs. Houston, dear? Yes, mm-hmm. Dear. How are you, Mrs. Houston? Houston. Well, what brings you out so early in the day?
Oh, darling, look out. The water's dripping off the flower stem right on her
gate. Oh, dear. My gosh. Sorry, Mrs.
Have you got something here?
Yes, my handkerchief.
Hope that dress washes.
No, it has to be dry clean.
Well, a little water won't hurt it, I guess.
Take the flowers out to the kitchen, dear. Take the paper off and just set them in the sink, if you will, please.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mrs. Houston. My wife's getting to be quite a celebrity, huh, Mrs. Houston? Getting interviewed and having a picture taken?
Yes.
Take the flowers out, will you, dear?
Sure. I was going to, honey. Look, you better step on it. You don't want to be caught if that photographer shows up and you're
What time is the photographer due?
Well, they didn't say, Mrs. Houston. They just said in the morning sometime. That's why everything's a little hectic around here.
Well, I would like to make a suggestion, and you don't need to take it, of course. But I feel at least one picture should be taken of the other camp committee members. I feel quite free to suggest this, since I am not a committee member.
Yes, well, of course, that's fine. It'd certainly be wonderful. It's an excellent suggestion, but I don't see how I can round up everybody at the last minute like this, Mrs. Houston.
Most of them will be attending a meeting of the Ways and Means Committee this morning. And I feel sure that just one phone call...
Well, of course, Mrs. Houston, by all means.
And perhaps, if there's time, one group picture of the club officers?
Yes, well... Well, could you inform everybody, Mrs. Houston? I mean, and make the phone call. I mean, I do have to get ready and then have them come on over here.
Yes, of course. I'll round everybody up at once.
He says, where are the car keys?
Where are you going?
I got to go to the shopping center. Mother wants just plain pearl button earrings, and you don't have any, so I got
to... I thought she'd fix the flowers, dear. I have got to get ready.
Oh, look, she wants to go with me and pick them out herself.
Oh,
I can't...
I'll say goodbye, and I'll be back with the girls for the picture.
Goodbye. All right, Mrs. Houston.
Back with what girls? For what picture?
Oh, I can't go into it all now. I'll tell you later. I've got to fix flowers and get dressed. I'll probably be the only one who isn't in the pictures. Well, I wouldn't have believed it, but I'm all ready and waiting.
The flowers look lovely on the mantelpiece.
Yes, don't they look lovely? I imagine he'll take a sort of family portrait grouped around the fireplace. That's, I think, what they sort of
said. Oh, boy, what a job getting that living room back in shape, huh?
Wonder if I should have worn this dress.
Now, look, don't change again, please. You've had a dozen on and off. Now,
Mommy, the photographer's here.
Here? Oh, fine. All right, tell him to come on in, Betsy.
No, he wants Mommy to come out in the backyard.
Oh, well, he probably want one picture of us in the garden. Come on.
Now, do I look all right?
Yeah, you look beautiful. You look beautiful, Mother.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Fix my hair a little. Hello.
Hello, I do. I'm Higgins from the Post Bulletin.
How do you do? Well, this is my husband and his mother, Mrs. Chauncey Piper. And I guess you've met my daughter, Betsy.
You do, yeah. Now, look, this won't take a minute. Now, if you'll just stand next to that lovely old apple tree, Mrs. Piper. No, just Mrs. Piper.
Well, all right. How do you want me? I mean, smiling, yeah,
just,
or should
just
I be...
Don't talk, do anything you want to.
Is my hair all right, dear? Did you take it?
Yes, now hold it now.
Hold it!
Thank you very much, Mrs. Piper. Well, very nice to meet all of you.
Isn't that all you're taking?
Why, yes, that's all we need. It'll turn out all right, don't worry. Two-Shot Higgins, they call me.
I thought inside the house, my family,
No, I've got my orders. Says here, get a shot of you. And I never take them inside the house if I can help it. I like unusual backgrounds like that sort of, that gnarled old apple tree.
Well, nice to meet you, Mr.
Higgins, and very nice to meet all of you. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Yes, goodbye, Mr. Higgins. Thank you.
Yeah,
well,
after spending 39 cents for earrings just for nothing.
I wanted my picture taken.
Now, calm with Grandma, dear. They just wanted a picture of Mommy, dear. She's the important one.
Well, guess we can spend the rest of the day dismantling the living room again.
Well, I'm sorry that Miss Hagen from the paper said pictures of me in my home with my family. I'm sure.
Well, look, they changed their minds, I guess, or something. Forget it. Uh-oh. Look at the cars drawing up out in front. Look at the women piling out.
My heavens, the women's club camp committee. They'll all be furious.
Well,
just furious.
Look, you can't help it. Just tell them what happened.
Here we are.
Uh-oh.
Stick with me, will you? I need moral support for this.
Okay, darling, I'm with you. Oh, boy, what a life.